And please help me welcome our 10-minute speaker, Chris G. from Arroyo Grande.
Hi everybody, I'm Chris and I'm an alcoholic. Wow, look at all those lays. My sobriety date is October 19th, 2024. I have a sponsor, I have sponsees, I have a home group. It is the Friday Night Men's Stag at Melody Group in San Luis Obispo. And man, I'm grateful to be here. 2 years ago, about 2 years ago now, I did the hardest thing for me to do as an alcoholic, and that's to reach out and ask for help. I got a hold of a friend, and I asked him, hey, have you ever had a problem with drinking? And he said, no, pretty much everything else under the sun. He's like, you know, sometimes when I drink that night, I have a hard time stopping, but no, why do you feel like you have a problem with drinking? And I said, yeah, I do. I'm drinking every night, and I can't stop. I feel like this will, I'll take another break and I'll just keep coming back, and it'll, every time it's just worse than it was before. And he was loving and he was caring. And, you know, among other things, he suggested maybe go to Alcoholics Anonymous and see what they have to say. Check out a few meetings. If you want, I'll go with you. I'm busy, but I'll make the time. And I didn't take him up on that. And I'd been to AA before. I'd come on a court card when I was 21. And I don't remember anything about the meeting, that first meeting, except a nice guy coming up to me afterwards and saying, you know, there's a good chance that you're not an alcoholic. You could have just been a kid that had a bad night. And I really took that to heart. That was exactly what I needed to hear at the time. And so, you know, I thought Alcoholics Anonymous wasn't for me. You know, I knew people in the program, but I figured this time, you know, this time will be different, you know. And so about a month went by, and, you know, I told myself, okay, let's take a break. Let's do 100 days without drinking. And then this time it'll be different. I know it will be. And a lot happened in that 100 days. I would wake up a couple days after, you know, my sobriety date, October 19th, and find out that that best friend that I reached out to had died in his sleep over that evening. He'd overdosed on fentanyl, and I'd never been through anything like that before. Grief was brand new to me up until this point in my life, and it was really difficult to deal with, but I didn't drink. Around this time, I'd get into an early sobriety relationship. Highly recommend that. And it went really well, and, you know, she was a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And she told me a little bit about how it worked, you know. What I remember most is her telling me that you guys weren't a glum lot. But she also talked to me about acts of service to others and, you know, and all the fun that people have in sobriety. And I never heard that about Alcoholics Anonymous before. And to me, it sounded really cool. A month later, another friend of mine, my bartender, my regular bar I would go to, he passed away, cirrhosis of the liver. And then a week after that, a close friend of mine reached out and asked me to do a welfare check on her husband. His drinking had gotten really bad, and she left him home during the holidays, and I did two welfare checks on him on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And, you know, that Christmas morning, I was happy that he said he wanted to get help, you know, and I'd offered to go to meetings with him. I'd offered to go to Al-Anon with his wife, and that would end up being the last time I'd see him. You know, he would take his own life a couple days later. And then the following day, without knowing this, you know, that early sobriety relationship I was in, I got a breakup text from her before I could let her know what had happened to me. Like I'd said, grief was something brand new to me, and I absolutely spiraled into a, you know, pit of depression, self-pity, resentment, fear. And, you know, it was a week later that that I went to a celebration of life for the bartender friend of mine that had passed away. And I was out there on that bar patio, and people are celebrating this gentleman's life, you know, as a bartender, regardless of how he had passed away, by pouring back shots and drinking beers, you know. It was at that moment that my heart completely broke. You know, that was a lot to go through in early sobriety, but at that moment, I surrendered. I threw up the white flag. I hit bottom, and I decided the next day to come to my first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous in over 11 years at that point. I'd never told that ex what had happened with my friend, and I was running scared, you know, going to meetings, hoping I wouldn't run into her. You know, I was worried she would think that I was, you know, stalking her or just doing AA to get back together with her. You know, but I was desperate for help, you know, and I came here and you guys loved me, consoled me, and you understood, you know, what someone with alcoholism going through with that, what that might be like in your head. And you know, you told me to keep coming back. And so I kept coming back. I would get a sponsor and we'd start reading the big book together. And I found out that what my friends had that took them out, alcoholism, you know, disease that's centered in my mind, that wants to kill me, they have that. I also have that. And I was in a lot of trouble without spiritual help. So I started working the steps. Life got better, slowly but surely. You know, I realized I owed some amends to that ex. And that was really difficult, you know, and but I prayed for the willingness. That was one of the things I remember praying for. And, you know, you guys had told me it was a miracle that you made it through everything you've been through without taking a drink. And, you know, that higher power that carried you through that, I recommend you getting into contact with that higher power. So I did. I made those amends. I got to share my secret with her, and she was kind and she understood. She did think that I was doing it to get back together with her. But, you know, what I got to tell her was the irony of all this, you know, you're the one that attracted me to this thing, and I'm so grateful to you. And, you know, she would come back in my life, and life was good, you know, for a couple months. And then, you know, unfortunately, she would show me that her and I weren't friends in the most general way possible. And it was a really difficult resentment for me to deal with. I love the name of this group, Goes to Any Lengths Group. I told myself I would go to any lengths for victory over alcohol and to have a spiritual experience. So I kept going to meetings. I took as many commitments as I possibly could. I did the step work. And, you know, I realized, even in something so unthinkable that I could have done anything wrong, that I did owe several amends, you know, coming from that step work. Because at the end of the day, ultimately, I'm responsible for who I bring into my home. When all else fails, work with another alcoholic will save the day. I had sponsees come into my life at this time that saved my life. You know, getting to work with them, one alcoholic speaking to another. I could be talking about resentment and fear and everything, you know, and thinking, you know, about what I was going through. And you know, it made things easier. And, you know, a young woman, a friend of mine, she reached out to me. She was struggling, you know, with alcohol. I followed the suggestions and working with others. And before I knew it, she was asking me to go to meetings. She went home, got a sponsor, has been sober for about 6 months now. I was leading a meeting on my belly button birthday the other day. And I called on a guy to share that didn't look familiar to me at all. And he said, "Chris, I don't know if you remember this, but you'd given me a ride from a meeting to 40 Prado, the homeless shelter in San Luis Obispo, about a year ago." And I said, oh no, I don't remember that. And he told me that act of kindness was enough to get him to stay. And he stayed sober, and he's been sober for about 18 months now. This program didn't just give me my life back, it gave me a better one. A life filled with purpose and responsibility and great things, good people. This fellowship is my sufficient substitute for alcohol. I still love going to meetings. You know, I got a cool new job. I get to travel up and down California. I've been in meetings, you know, from Palm Desert all the way up to Crescent City. You know, making friends everywhere I go, and still continue to throw myself at this thing as hard as I can. And life just keeps getting better. You know, if you're new, keep going, keep coming back, and just trust the process. I don't know where I'd be without you guys. I don't know where I'd be without Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm so grateful to be here. That's all I have. Thank you.
Let's hear it again for Chris. That was awesome.